did that, but all hands turned too to batten her down and get her ready for sea, because you had a tug standing there waiting for you, usually, or standing by nearby. Or you may luck be if you went out there and this tug had to wait for three barges, you may be number one barge, so you had a day out there at anchor where you could really clean the barge up and kind of take it a little easy.
Sure.
Underway, you had to steer the barge, you kept steam up. And my old man was, I don't know, he was a stickler for painting. He'd get on a barge, the paint had to come off. He scraped it off, we scraped it off with the kitchen knives.
Oh, you take all the paint off?
Off in the cabin, inside the cabin.
Yeah.
All. And we were painting. Now, the outside was all gray. You didn't have to worry about that. Everything was battleship gray. The names were all were covered down. You dropped canvas over that when you went to sea, so you wouldn't see anything. No lights. You couldn't have lights at night.
This was during wartime?
Yeah. This is all during wartime. Yeah. I'm talking about my whole mindset.
Starting in 42?
Yeah, 42 until 46. And then after that, we started painting the barges back normal colors. But then we just worked them cold. They call it cold. Lights was, well, you didn't have much lights. You had kerosene illumination, but you dimmed them down low, and you blocked them up before you went outside.
Yeah.
And that's how the life was on there.